The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Before they entered into the promised land, Moses reminded the children of Israel of everything that had happened to them and explained, The Lord humbled you in the wilderness and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone. But man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. This is a lesson that stretches back all the way to the very beginning and continues to apply to us and our children today. In the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, Satan deceived Eve into believing that life in all its fullness would be hers only if she ignored the word of the Lord and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of which God had said, In the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. You know that sad history. Eve and Adam ignored the word of the Lord and ate the forbidden fruit, thereby bringing death into the world, not just for themselves, but for every one of their descendants, including you and me. In the wilderness, the Lord promised the children of Israel bread from heaven. Because the people didn't know what it was, when they saw it, they said, Manna, which is Hebrew for, what is it? For 40 years, the Lord sent this what is it bread for his people from Sunday through Friday, every day of the week, except for Saturday, the Sabbath, which he provided for by a double portion every Friday. this special provision from the Lord never failed. It ceased only once the people of Israel had reached the promised land, where God gave them wheat and olives and grapes to harvest. With the manna, the Lord was teaching his people to trust him, to rely on his word. It's obvious that the people of Capernaum and the surrounding area whom Jesus taught in the wilderness, and for whom he had multiplied those 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, didn't understand the lesson of the manna. They weren't interested in the word of the Lord from the mouth of his son. For all that Jesus has to say about himself, "I am the bread of life. I have come down from heaven." For all that Jesus has to say about himself, all the people can think about is the rumbly and their tumbling. Do you see the lesson here? It's sad to say, but you and I have the same sort of attention deficit disorder as the people whom Jesus had fed. Rather than hungering and thirsting for righteousness that God would provide us in his Son, all too often we focus on questions such as, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Where shall we live? How shall we pay our children's college tuition? How shall we provide for ourselves when we are old? Why do you worry about such things? The word of the Lord is clear. Do not be anxious about your life. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Like Adam and Eve in the garden, like the children of Israel grumbling in the wilderness, like the people of Capernaum in Jesus' day, you and I are seldom content to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Our attention easily strays away from his promises. We think that everything should go according to our plans and priorities. Because we fail to trust the word of the Lord, we focus on food and clothing and finances when our Lord would have us receive eternal blessings, even as he continues to graciously provide daily bread for everyone, even those who don't trust in him. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The word that came from the mouth of the Lord, Jesus, wasn't concerned merely with the support of this body and life. Far from it. His word, his promise, is that whoever comes to him will not hunger, and whoever believes in him shall never thirst. The problem with the people of Capernaum was that they did not believe. By their lack of faith, they were rejecting the blessings Jesus came to give them. Thus, their hunger was not satisfied. Their thirst was not quenched. The reason that Jesus came was not just to fill a few hungry bellies, but to solve humanity's greatest problem. A problem no politician or scientist or educator can solve. Jesus came to be the antidote to death. That's the main focus of today's gospel. The word of the Lord, by which he gives us life. Listen again to these excerpts from Jesus' words about life after death, about eternal life. Jesus said, "All that the Father has given me, I will raise up on the last day. Everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. The one the Father has drawn to me, I will raise up on the last day. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The message from Jesus' lips is unmistakable. He declares that he is the source of life, life after death, resurrected life, eternal life. And all who come to him, all whom the Father draws to him, all who trust in him receive this life as a gift. That means that Jesus is the solution to the problem of death. The curse on sin was death. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. But Jesus is the Lord's answer to death. The forbidden fruit brought death when it was eaten. Jesus is the bread of life. To eat of him, that is, to believe in him, is to overcome death. Death does not have dominion over those who trust in Jesus, who rely on this word of the Lord and his words of promise. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." It can't be a coincidence that this is echoed by the elder in the Revelation to St. John, speaking of all of the redeemed before the throne of the Lord in heaven. He says, "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more." These words describe the blessedness from the Lord that you, along with all of those throughout history who have trusted in Jesus, will experience in heaven. Eternal life in the resurrection. How is this possible? Jesus explains briefly in the final verse of our text. "The bread that I will give for the life of the world," he says, "is my flesh." The reason Jesus is the solution to the problem of death is because he faced death in your place. On the cross, he took on the sin of the whole world and accepted the full punishment for it by being forsaken by his Father and by dying for that sin. Your sin, my sin, the sin of the people of Capernaum, the sin of the children of Israel, the sin of Adam and Eve. In his body, Jesus bore the punishment for every sin that had ever been committed or would be committed. He died your death. And because he died your death, you don't have to. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Jesus, the Lord himself, says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life.
and I will raise him up on the last day. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. He will live forever. The Lord says it, and it is so. Through faith in Jesus, you have life, eternal life. Yet though his word is sufficient and will surely be accomplished as he says, he does even more. He comes to you at the altar in his holy supper to give you himself, his true body to eat, his precious blood to drink for the forgiveness of your sins. In assurance that he loves you, to strengthen your trust in him, and to allay every worry and fear you might have. It is true. You are his, and he is yours. He gave himself for the life of the world, and because he died for you, you have eternal life. Jesus will raise you up on the last day, and you will live with him forever. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.